This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I enjoy meeting with you each morning at this time to open the Bible and say to God together, Lord, speak to me. I hope you do that right now. We've been looking all week at this beautiful passage in Romans chapter 8 in the Bible, verses 28 to 30. Let me just read it to you again. It says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, to become more and more like Jesus, so that He, Jesus, might be the firstborn among many brethren." And whom He predestined in this way, whom He had this plan for, these He also called. He reached into their lives and revealed Himself to them. And whom He called, these He also justified. He did this miracle of transferring their guilt to Jesus Christ and Jesus' righteousness to them, so that when Jesus died on the cross, He was taking the punishment and penalty for their guilt. And now when God looks at them, He sees them as righteous, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. It goes on to say, "And whom He justified, these He also glorified." Do you know that when God decided to reach into your life and reveal Himself to you so powerfully that you would turn to Him in faith and be saved? He began an inevitable process that will end in your experience of glory. In fact, your glorification is so certain that Paul speaks of it here in the past tense. It has already been accomplished, and now it just waits to happen. But what does he mean? What does it mean to be glorified? Well, Paul has already described this glorification in the verses coming before this passage, in verses 18 to 25. And basically, what it says is that God is going to restore all things to the way He intended them to be all along when He created them, before sin and the fall of mankind damaged all of creation. In place of this fallen world, God is going to create new heavens and a new earth. In place of our fallen bodies, which so often struggle with sickness and pain and death, in place of them we will have unfallen, redeemed, glorified bodies, where we now struggle and battle constantly with our fallen, sinful nature that draws us away from God and into selfishness. When we're glorified, we'll leave that nature behind and live forever in unhindered love for our Lord and for one another. You know, right now, as you face the issues of life, you aren't there yet. You aren't at that place of being glorified yet. But God wants you to know that that is the beautiful destination that you are traveling toward in your relationship with Him. It's a wonderful hope for the future, isn't it? That at the end of this life, there is glorification. How great it's going to be. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.